Waffle stomping episode. Oh, God damn it. I'm fucking so tired.
You sound tired or drunk. I don't know which.
Fuck you. You made me do this when I was all fucking tired just so we could fucking do this so you can go out on a date with your new girlfriend.
You said 6 p.m. we'll cast and then it's like fucking 6:20 by the time you
it
message me.
It was 6:14, you fucking queer. Fuck you. God, you're gay. Ah, fuck. All right, well, fuck it. Like, let's start her off then.
I'm drunk. I just want to say I'm drunk. I've had 3 tall boys. I'm fucking buzzing. And I got like another 6 to go. I'm fucking feeling good.
You drink 3 tall cans and you're drunk. You're a fucking bitch.
Well, I'm buzzing. I got to go out to dinner after this. Well, I'm going on a date. I'm getting late tonight.
I'm going out with my girlfriend. I'm going to fuck you. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, dude. This week was fucking hell on earth. I was working fucking like 50 fucking 5 hours in the week. I fucking fucked up. And it was like the other fucking day. This was like I never puke. And I puked at fucking work. It's like this guy at work got fucking Indian food. He's like, man, do you want to get some Indian food? I'm like, no, I'm not really into Indian food. He's like, oh, it's amazing. It's like butter chicken, like burrito. I'm like, all right, that sounds good.
That does sound good.
Dude, it sounded great, but then I got the fucking thing, and it was like literally like a diaper full of wet fucking meat. It was just shit. I was like, oh, fuck, all right, I'll eat it. Dude, I ate it, and I felt so horrible. Like, I fucking felt, I ate it, like, the last break. I felt shitty, like I was gonna die, and I went outside, and, like, the guy, like, I drive with, he had the keys to the car. So, like, I couldn't fucking, like, just puke. So, I was, like, standing by the car. I'm like, fuck this. I start puking in between the cars. And I was like, I'm like, he's got to be here soon. So, I was like, bah. And then, like, I see this guy walk up. I'm like, no. And the guy walks up. He's like, hey. I'm like, and he was the car right beside mine. And he had to, like, step in my puke. He's like, what the fuck is all this? I'm like, yeah, somebody fucking spilled something. And the guy's like, oh, man, that's fucking gross. And then he just, like, steps in my puke and gets in his car and fucking goes on his way. I was like, oh, God. His, if he puts on the heat to his floor mats, like, that's going to smell like fucking shit.
He didn't recognize puke?
No, because it was, like, that special type of puke where it was just fucking, like, literally just, like, a spew of water. And then it had, like, chunks of shit in the water. So, like, it literally looked like somebody just poured out a fucking, like, coffee with a bunch of chunks or something. I was like, oh yeah, man, I don't fucking know. Like, it was not.
That's food poisoning, huh?
Oh, dude, no, yeah, it was just like literally spicy fucking Indian food, and like I couldn't fucking handle it. And like I should have known, like, I didn't want to shit or puke at work, so I didn't fucking do it. But like, I should have fucking went and like puked, like, at my own fucking accord. But like, I thought about it, but then I thought about it, like, that was like fucking Wednesday that happened. Like, Monday, like, or 2 days before, like, dude, I went in and take a shit at the washroom at, like, dude, it was, like, the most random time. It was, like, the middle of the fucking, the work day. And I went to take a fucking piss, and there's another guy in there. I'm like, whatever, I'm starting to piss beside him. Dude, the guy goes into the fucking shitter. Dude, he starts taking a shit, and he starts to sound like he was, like, literally, like, dying. He's just like, I'm like, I look over, like, I never, like, dude, you never lock eyes with a guy when you're taking a piss. And I literally looked over at the other guy taking a piss with his dick in his hand and my dick in my hand. I was like, what the fuck? And we both start laughing. And then, like, the guy in the shitter hears us laughing. He's like, goes all quiet. And we're like, what the fuck? Like, dude, if you're gonna shit, like, don't put on a fucking show. Like, Jesus
yeah,
Christ,
exactly.
Man.
Well, maybe, like, he had like hemorrhoids or something.
Yeah, I don't know, but like, it literally sounded like he was getting like prison raped in that fucking shit, and I couldn't handle it. I was like, yeah, fuck this.
Maybe he wasn't shitting. Maybe he was secretly gay and he was sticking a dildo up his ass on his break.
No, because we were pissing while he went in there. So like, if he had that enough time to like whip out a dildo and stick it in his ass, he must have been really fucking craving that dildo.
You never know. Maybe they do crave it.
You never know. Fuck, who knows? Fuck, what are you saying, bud?
Oh, dude. I was at work. Oh, I got a work story too. So I was at work And I like ate like an entire like garlic fingers pizza like the night before, okay? So the next morning I was farting like a goddamn champ, and the farts were like really bad, like they were really stinky, and I was like, fuck, every time I fart I gotta like be in a secluded area so like nobody smells it. So anyway, I ended up farting in, I couldn't hold it, I had to fart in a fucking public area. And one of the employees that I work with, my coworkers, walked by and was like, what is that smell? It reeks. And I'm like, and I had a cleaning cart in my hand, right? And there's a big garbage attached to the back to it. And so I said, oh, I just changed this baby's diaper. Oh, God, this baby's diaper reeks like you wouldn't even fucking believe. And they were like, oh, okay, it just reeks. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, it smells like garlic.
I was eating a baby with garlic. Fuck.
Yeah, I was like, smells like garlic. Meanwhile, it actually was garlic from my asshole.
It was garlic that I ate the night before.
I never told her that, but yeah. I was like, cause, you know, when you tell it, when chicks realize that you fart and it reeks, like, it's like, you gotta blame it on something. You're looking around, you're scrounging, you're just like, what the fuck can I blame it on? And that was the perfect thing. I was like, yeah, I just cleaned the washroom, so it's like, I'm just going to blame it on the fucking baby shit diaper and pretend that there was a baby shit diaper when there actually wasn't.
Yeah, I see. We have, at work, fans and shit going, and whenever I fart, it takes, like, a minute for, like, the fucking shit to get down the line. And then when it does, like, there's, like the other week I did the same thing. Like, I farted in the fucking fan, and then, like three fucking, like, stations down from me, this girl's like, it smells like shit. What the fuck? And I was just like, and then, like, all of a sudden, all the guys are just, like, they're like sharks. And they're like, who the fuck farted? What the fuck? And I'm, like, sitting at the end of the fucking line, like, not saying anything. I'm like, ah, I'm not going to tell that bitch I ate like 8 fucking Hawaiian pizza slices and I didn't fucking feel good, so I shit my pants.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck. Fuck her. She can suck a dick.
That's the best, though, when you like fart and then you're just waiting for it. And then,
yeah, oh, yeah.
And then, like, a minute later, like 30 seconds later, it's like,
yeah, and you can always tell when it's going to be a dirty shit when you fart and then, like, your asshole kind of burns. Like, you feel like that fucking burn in your ass. I'm like, you're like, oh, shit, that's going to fucking smell. Like, somebody is going to smell that putrid shit from my ass.
Yeah, that's kind of
when somebody's gonna get like stank nostrils from that. But fucking shit, oh fuck, dude. I didn't tell you what the Best Buy shit. I didn't even tell you this because it just happened today. It's fucking great. So like, I got this fucking guy at work gave me a fucking smartwatch, and he's like, yeah, man, like you fucking as long as you can get it to charge, you just need to like a fucking charger. So I went and bought a $45 charger. And fuck, I bring it back home, and like the guy at the fucking Best Buy is like, yeah, it's like a 2-in-1 charger. I'm like, where's the other charger? He's like, oh, you flip it open and there's a charger in. I'm like, oh, okay, fuck, whatever. Like, okay. So I fucking took it. I bought it. It was $45. I go fucking back here to my home, and I go plug it in. I'm like, where's the fucking USB charger? And I like start looking at it. Dude, there was no USB charger. The guy lied. The guy fucking lied to me. I'm like, dude, I was furiously pissed. So I fucking went back. Best Buy is just around the corner from me. It's like literally 2 blocks away from me. So I fucking went back to the store. And the guy that helped me out, he was like a fucking big dude. Like, he was like, he's probably like fucking 6'2". Like, he's a very, like, he was like an ogre looking motherfucker. And I went into the store. And then, like, this guy, like, actually walks up to me. He's like, hey, can I help you? I'm like, yeah, one of your fucking idiots fucking fucked me over and I had to spend $45 on a fucking charger dock that doesn't fucking work. So I really want my fucking money back, or I want to find the fucking right one that fucking works for it. And the guy's like, if you say fuck one more time, you get a fucking hidden prize. And I just like looked at him in the face and I was like, fuck, fuck, fuck. And he's like, all right, come with me and we'll get you that prize. I'm like, what, is he going to leave me to the back and, like, beat me up with his Best Buy crew? What the fuck? So I go with this old – the guy was, like, old as fuck. We're starting to find this fucking charging dock. And then the other guy that helped me comes over. He's like, yo, man, like, what the fuck's going on? I was like, you sold me the wrong fucking charger, dude. I'm like, and the funny thing was, like, when I went to buy it, I pulled the actual, like, wireless charger that I needed, like, that with the dock for. I'm like, dude, it says 45 watts on this fucking thing. I'm like, are you gonna fucking, like did you even see that? He's like, man, he's like, I didn't even see you pull out a fucking cord. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, and I like, dude, I lost. I was like, how fucking stoned are you right now on a scale of 1 to 10? Are you like a 7 or an 8? What are you? And he's just like, man, I'm not fucking stoned. I was like, dude, you have to be if you're that fucking retarded. And then like this old dude with me is like, man, like let's just go to the fucking till. So we go to the till, and as he's like ringing me up, he's like taking the fucking new one and fucking swapping them. Hey, I look in his fucking shirt, and it was like Best Buy. Funniest man in the building, and it was like, but it was his own, like he made his own pin. It was like Best Buy funniest man in the building, and I was like, oh fuck off. And then all of a sudden he's just like, he walks up to me, he's like hey, he's like, yeah, that like you're all good. He's like, by the way, he's like, this charger is $3 more than the other charger. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, well, we're gonna have to charge you for it. I was like, you can get your fucking manager right here, right fucking now, because I just fucking paid like $3 of fucking gas to get back here. And the guy looks at me, and he's like, you really do have and he used the word affinity. He's like, you really do have an affinity for the word fuck. And I was like, and then I knew what he was doing, so I was like, I instantly like switched it up. I was like, no, dude, I don't have an affinity for the word fuck. I just use the word fuck when I deal with idiots. And I was like, since I walked in here, all I have fucking dealt with is fucking idiots. So, yeah, I'm sorry, but that's what it is. And this old guy's like, oh, I'm fucking sorry and shit. And I was like, all right. And I started to calm down. I was like, hey, like, calm the fuck down. Use your fucking head, right? So they fucking switch out the fucking chargers, and I fucking paid the goddamn $3. I just didn't want to fuck around. And then after I paid the $3, the fucking guy's like, well, he's like, since you did a return with the funniest guy in Best Buy, he's like, I'm going to tell you a joke. And I just dude, wrong thing to do.
That's a terrible thing to say.
Wrong thing to do. So I fucking... So I was like, he's like, yeah, he's like, he says a joke, and I couldn't hear him because I didn't give a fuck. And he's like, wah, la, 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 hot dogs. I was like, I'm like, okay, what about hot dogs? He's like, you can fucking tell because they're inbred. I was like, I didn't even hear the joke. So I was like, he's like, something, something hot dogs because they're inbred. I was like, I get it, because they're inbred. That's, yeah. And I was like, hey, do you want to hear a joke from me? And he's just like, the guy looks at me, he's like, okay. And I was like, how many dead hookers does it take to change a light bulb? And he goes, I don't know how many. And I was like, I don't know, but my basement's still dark. and the fucking guy just looks at me, and he's like, I don't get it. And he's like, because I have so many dead hookers in the basement that they can't change a light bulb. You're the funniest guy at Best Buy. And then he kind of looked at me. He's like, holy fuck.
Oh.
He's like, I literally made an inbred joke about hot dogs, and this fucking guy comes back with dead hookers. What the fuck is wrong with you? Oh. I was like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. And I, like, after I said that to him, he stared at me, and as I'm walking away, I pointed at him. I was like, ah, that's a joke you should tell your customers. I just walked out of the fucking store. Like, you fucking 55-year-old one joke wonder, suck a fucking dick.
That was such a dad joke that he told, but then you just like, you are a legend.
Yeah, I was just like, all right, you want to hear some fucking knock knock jokes after that, motherfucker? Fucking suck a dick. Like,
you proved in that moment that you were the funniest person he's ever.
Dude, if you would have told me a knock knock joke, I had a knock knock joke too. Like, knock knock, who's there? No one. What do you mean, no one? No one, because that's the fucking noise the hookers make in my fucking basement. You fucking cunt. Go suck a dick. You fucking pieces of shit, bro. I don't know. I the more and more I fucking get on this shit is the more I fucking hate. Like, I fucking hate people that do that shit. And, like, the fucking guy had a, like, he had his own pin saying, like, the funniest guy in Best Buy, whatever.
Really? But the fucking, they had a pin for that?
No, oh. he made the pin. But, like, what? he had another pin made, and it was like 10 years and 10 years and always wanting to give you better service. I was like, motherfucker, you worked at the Best Buy for 10 fucking years. I'm like, dude, you know what is not a fucking great thing? That your life. If you work at Best Buy for 10 years and you don't try to better yourself, dude, you're always going to be the funniest man at Best Buy, because literally the only person you have to compete with is 17 and 18 year old fucking kids in college and high school. You fucking sad old fuck. Suck a dick. I hope you die. Oh,
you're
fuck
fucking
that
killing
shit.
Me over here, man. You're killing
dude,
me.
Dude, I fucking, I was so fucking upset. And then I got back and fucking tried to fucking charge my shit and it wouldn't even work. The fucking, I'm like, I'm not going back. I don't give a fuck. I gave the fucking charge to my girlfriend. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm not going back. They can suck a fucking fat fucking dick. Like, I'm not doing it, but I got a good one. Dude at work. He's like, hey, you have a podcast, don't you? I'm like, yeah, man, I do. He's like, I got some fucking stories. I was like, all right, like, let me hear it. And he told me one story, and it's like, it's one of those things, those stories where it's like a story of a story of a story, but I heard the story before. And it's an urban legend. And I don't know if he heard or he saw it on the internet or what, but he told me this story. And he's like, yeah, the story is like, this one time this girl went to her parents' house. She was house sitting for them, and they were gone on a cruise away, whatever, blah, blah, doesn't matter. Fucking anyway, she gets this fucking delivery this one day in the fucking mail, and she fucking grabs it for her parents. And she sees it. It's like a huge box. So she's like, fuck it. So she opens it up, and it's like this giant fucking dildo. And she's like, what the fuck? Like, there's a giant dildo getting delivered to my parents' house. Like, fuck, like, maybe my mom's going to like fuck it and shit. So she's like, you know what? Fuck it. She's like, I'm going to sit on it first. So she takes the dildo out, and she just fucks the shit out of this dildo. Right. And then all of a sudden, fucking, actually, she fucks it. She comes, like, it was, like, the best cum of her life, right? And she's like, holy fuck. Like, that was, like, well, I want to find out where this dildo came from. So she goes to the box, and she opens it up, and she's, like, modeled after T. Harrison. And she's like, what the fuck? The dick was modeled after her dad's dick. Her mom and dad got her dad's dick modeled. And it came in the mail, and she fucking fired one off with her dad's fucking dildo, dad's dick dildo. I was like, dude, that has to be fucking, that has to be fake. That has to be fake. I'm like, that's like an urban legend type of shit. He's like, I don't know, man, I heard it's true. But I was like, dude, I was like, no, that's a little too much. I'll still tell it on my podcast, but I'm like, it's fucking, it's a little far-fetched. So I'm like, give me something I can work with. He's like, all right. He's like, well, then I tell you, my dad's a mortician. I was like, again, he's an undertaker. And I was like, oh, he fucks with dead bodies? He's like, oh, yeah. Like, he was fucking like 45 years old. And one day he's like, fuck, I'm not working in a factory anymore. I'm just going to go fucking fuck with dead bodies. Like, all right, bro. All right, bro. So fucking, I guess he started in this business, but like the business he started in, it had like a lot, like the company that he started with for, taking dead bodies, it was like the bottom of the bottom. So like they would call people for drug overdoses and shit like that. Like they were like the bottom undertakers of like the city. So I guess he would get like a lot of like fucking college students, like morticians that like trying to be more like undertakers and shit. Well, I guess this one time he got a call, and they're like, yeah, like just so you know, like there's a call in like this part of fucking the town, and the guy's been dead for like a week and a half. So if you've been dead a week and a half, all your body fluids and everything, it goes to your extremities, it goes to your arms, it goes to your legs, it's your dick. I told the one story about how I worked at the Guelph Hospital and I fucking saw the dead dude's dick, and his dick was like the size of like a fucking cantaloupe. It was just fucking huge. I was like, oh, fucking, I knew that already. So I was like, okay, well, what's the fucking story? So he's like, oh, well, he's like, this one time, he's like, this fucking person died in our building, and me and my mom lived in the building. My mom and dad were divorced. And my dad called me the next day. He's like, oh, he's like, did somebody die in your apartment? Like, I was there the other day picking up a body, and, like, fucking body. He's like, oh, yeah, I heard about that. Like, yeah, you guys took him out. And he's like, oh, yeah, but did you hear, like, he was dead for, like, a week and a half. And, like, he's like, no, I didn't hear that. He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, I fucking showed up to the apartment, and the guy was melting into the floor. Like, his skin was, like, ripping apart, and all the fluids were coming out of him. Yeah. And it's like, you know, like, morticians are not going to fucking say all the details, but, like, you know, whatever. Well, he told his kid this because, basically, he brought this college kid along with him. And he's like, all right, we got to get this kid, this guy into the... And it was like a fucking old man, like an elderly old man died or whatever, didn't get found for a week. And they're like, okay, we got to get him in the bag, blah, blah. Well, I guess this kid, when they were putting him into the bag, was just start gagging. He's like, bleh, bleh, bleh. And like, this dude's like, dad's like, don't you fucking puke. Don't you puke, motherfucker. Like, this is our job. We pick up dead bodies and we fucking take them, and this is what we do. Don't you puke. And the college is like, I'm sorry. Like, I just never smelled anything like so putrid, right? So they get the dead body in the fucking body bag, and the body bag is waterproof. Like, no liquids are going to seep out or anything like that, eh? Well, I guess when they're carrying the fucking body down the stairs, they went back down like the back stairwell. Well, I guess when they have like a stretcher, right, with a fucking dead body strapped into it and shit. Mm-hmm. I guess when they were going down the fucking stairs, the body shifted because it had rigor mortis, so the body stiffened. Sometimes it'll unlock and the fucking body will just shift. I guess when they were going down the stairs, his dad was in the top of the fucking thing holding it, and at the bottom was this college student. And then the fucking bag just fucking swung down and hit the fucking guy in the fucking face. And it didn't come out of the bag. Remember this. It didn't come out of the bag, but all the liquids, it just like rested on the guy's shoulder and beside his face in this bag. And then he's like, he just felt like all the body fluids on his like face in this bag and on his shoulder, and he just started puking.
Yeah, I would too.
And then the fucking dad's like, don't you fucking puke, you piece of shit. And he's just like, the guy's just going down the stairs, this body bag full of fluids and dead body for like a week. He's like, bah, bah. And he's just like, you get the fuck out of the building. And he's just like, I guess the kid just puked the entire fucking stairwell down. Oh, I was like, dude, I was like, can you please like tell me more stories like that? Because that's fucking bomb. He's like, dude, I'll tell you anything you want about my... My dad has tons of stories. I'm like, we will include them on Waffle Stomping Podcast. Please let me know.
Yes. Nice.
Yeah, but I think we're at fucking 23 minutes. I know you gotta go on your magical date with your girlfriend, so we should probably end it on that.
It's not a magical date. I'm just gonna fucking blow $120 on her. She gets the prime rib steak every fucking time we go out, so it's like she's a baller. Anyway.
You should ask her if she got that with all the other boyfriends she's had.
I don't know, but she's buying tonight.
You would, you cringy fuck.
And you know what I'm going to get? I'm going to get the prime rib steak. I'm going to get the prime rib steak, two beers, and extra gravies. I'm going all out.
Let her ride. All right, bud. Fucking end her.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you. Please spread the word about us. Check us out on TikTok, Instagram. What else we got?
I think we got fucking Twitter, and I don't even fucking know we have anymore.
Are we on Twitter? Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, we are. We are on Twitter. Check us out. Waffle Stomach Podcast. Keep your assholes clean and your feet dirty.